Stacy Gale is a nervous driver who works downtown. She thinks the changes to Rollins Cross didn't improve anything, only made them worse. But because of where she works and her child's love of Bannerman Park, Gale regularly takes a deep breath and braves the roundabout anyways.
So you're about to pass through the traffic circle on Rollins Cross. What's going through your mind?
Scared. Definitely scared.
What scares you?
The fact that there's several different lanes, a million crosswalks, and a million yield signs, but everybody has a yield, so who really goes first?
Gale says there's already too much to look at in this chaotic intersection, and the additional changes only add to her stress.
I feel horrible about it. Like, someone will get really injured at some point during this.
Why do you think that is?
There should not be crosswalks in a roundabout. There should not be buildings blocking anyone's view of how this works. So a roundabout should always be open so that you could see everything coming on. But in this roundabout, there's a huge building. You take a turn, there's a crosswalk, so someone could be crossing, you just don't see them right away. You can hit someone.
Gale says if she didn't have to come through the intersection, she wouldn't.
I would avoid it at all costs. Like, if I never had a daughter who went to Bannerman Park all the time, I would have no reason to come up here. Like, this is an awful setup. Like, that person was just crossing and that car never saw them.
Right.
So she had to run.
So there's just too much visual distraction to
Way
pay attention.
Way too much. So, like, you're focused on who has a yield, who has the right-of-way, the fact there's no more lights, then the buildings. You just don't pay attention to, oh, there could be a pedestrian crossing the road at this crosswalk that's in the middle of a roundabout. It's not safe for anyone.
Carl Stodereau is a regional trainer with Young Drivers of Canada. He says typical traffic circles are simple.
Well, you have a circle or some sort of rotary device in the center, and traffic that's inside of that circle or the rotary part has the right of way. So anyone that wants to enter the roundabout has to yield to that traffic. And Rollins Cross is more of a teardrop shape, which is a funny coincidence when you think about the drama that can happen here. But it's supposed to work the same way. So any traffic that's going around that teardrop or circular shape has the right of way, and anyone that wants to enter has to yield.
But Stodereau says Rollins Cross is a bit more complicated.
So any traffic circle with more than one lane or more than one entranceway, anything that's a little bit more complicated, the best thing to do is to make sure you know where you want to exit and think about the route plan through that traffic circle. I still have a hard time saying traffic circle when it comes to Rollins Cross because it really isn't your typical traffic circle. It's I don't know what to call it yet. But so you need to know where you want to come out of Rollins Cross and take the appropriate turns.
And along with that complication for drivers, Stodereau says, comes a risk to those trying to cross.
The one thing I notice as a problem with this is that the pedestrians, it's just a death trap coming through here right now. Because of the fact that the drivers are kind of rushing through and not really sure what they're looking for anymore, the pedestrians just become secondary big time. And so the pedestrians really have to be careful as they're coming through here, and so do the drivers.
While the pilot project came from a desire to improve Rollins Cross, Stodereau says that doesn't seem to be the case.
For a roundabout, the advantages would be that it's faster for traffic flow and it's supposed to be safer. And due to the fact that, from my observation, that doesn't seem to be happening right now, I can't say that this is better from my perspective. In some places, in residential areas, for instance, or you know, they're putting in sort of traffic calming devices where they put in medians or they put in, you know, speed bumps or whatever to try to slow traffic down. Rollins Cross is inherently like that already. You already have all this stuff going on that forces traffic to slow down and think about what they're doing. So I don't think you really needed to add more complication into that. So I don't know if it's actually making anything easier.
Either way, the changes to Rollins Cross will remain until the trial is over and a decision is made on whether to keep the change in place or not. So, if you're a nervous driver, Stodereau has some advice.
Well, technology is a great tool. Plan your route before you leave, so look at Google Maps. Look at the streets that you need to take to get through there. And Google Maps has the street view option, so you can actually see what the lanes look like. Now, it probably isn't updated for the recent changes, but the roads are still the same. The only difference are the signs. And once you decide to actually get on the road, maybe it would be a good idea to do like a preliminary run through here when there's not a lot of traffic. So late in the evening, really early in the morning, Sundays, when there's not a lot of traffic, just get out there when there's no rush, and when there's no pressure, and have a dry run. And then when the real thing's happening, it's not so scary.
For Kicker News, I'm Tyler Dunn.